Hello.
Yes, sir. I have Mr. Halderman.
Yeah. Hello. Well, any last-minute reports before I go over to the...
No, sir.
Agony of the All Dolls house?
No, I'm just getting dressed to go over and precede you there.
Good. Good. All right. On the court thing, incidentally, let me suggest on your staff thing that I'm Mitchell and I have really, we're going to have to handle this very closely, you know.
Right.
And we've got some ideas that some of them don't know anything about, and that I deliberately am not telling anybody.
Okay.
Just say that I...
No further suggestions?
Well, I have them all, and I have them all in mind.
Right.
But I don't want a lot of warbling around in the press, Bob. That's
okay.
Anything. I'd just like you to put a total blackout.
Okay.
Any discussion in the court at this point.
All right, fine.
By our staff, because...
That's better anyway.
And we'll do all right. I mean,
yeah.
Just don't assume that. Just don't assume anything.
Right.
And don't assume that anything's changed.
Right.
They all like to appear wise.
Okay.
And this is you'll see reasons when we've, because John and I got a game going here that may be very interesting.
Good.
If that were true.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, well, put the lid on it then.
Well, Coulson was telling me that which I hadn't realized, that poll you were in Newsweek was by Gallup.
Well, it was. I wasn't sure which one it was.
At least the youth part of it was
by
Gallup, so I suppose it was true. So
I imagine it was, then.
Sorry, then. So you factors in the heavier, you notice the heavier youth thing, and that's why it shows Kennedy doing better than the others.
Mm-hmm.
He also puts more youth on, apparently, than Harris's, which is really the other way. It used to be the other way around, I think.
That's right. It did.
You know, really, these pollsters, that's why the damn thing are so fickle, isn't it? You know, you can just depend upon, you're going to add 5% for youth, or 10% for youth, or 20, you know.
Sure, they can juggle it all kinds of ways
and the damn thing and
make a rational case for it.
It'll load you.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. And I talked to Haig about Kissinger on the Moscow thing, and
okay.
So that's done, and he totally agrees with it. Said that he thought Henry was.
He's agreed with it all along.
Yeah, and I said it just won't do, and that's all there is to it. So I think Al has agreed, but he sees that what is involved here is just a. And it's a little the ego problem again, but it just isn't the right thing to do for other reasons. It has to do with our policies. So I've cooled that one myself. You don't need to bother him with it.
Okay. I talked to Henry, and he was in good spirits.
Still in Hawaii?
Yeah. They were about to leave, I think. But he was...
Well, I think that his getting away and being on the plane, you know... Oh, could I mention one other thing? We've got one problem here that I want you to be sure Don Hughes covers correctly. I want Connolly to have the first choice on the plane, you know, because both he and Finch will be gone. They'll overlap their trips.
Oh, right.
Now,
okay.
Connolly must have the, you know, what you call it, the backup plane. He should have that because he has the longer flights and, of course, we'll have a bigger coverage, too.
Yeah.
And they'll have to give Finch, you know, one of those
tubes.
They're all right, though.
Oh, sure.
Sure. And Bob won't mind.
Fine.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Fine. Bye.